Ah, yes. Another moment in time to give thanks and to celebrate life in this beautiful and amazing universe. Welcome and thank you, dear friends of our mountain, and everyone just passing through, for listening to Manuel's Voices of Illumination. Here for you from the sacred mountains of Tosholololo, Iwihimu, and Tekuya, of the Los Padres National Forest, in beautiful Fraser Mountain, California, where we all celebrate the spirit and the meaning of who we really are inside. Let us begin our show by honoring the wisdom of some of the many prophetic artists, musicians, and poets who have for so long continued to reach out to all people on this planet we all share. Let us all open our hearts and our minds to so much love there is to spread around among us throughout the sound waves of our common space, from the voices of everyone's common ground. I am your host, Manuel Alvidrez, the Chihuahua Chiricahua. Thank you all so much for reaching out towards this sacred circle we all can connect with and become part of. Now let us shine the spotlight on the words of our first song of the show, on the subject of love. We all understand that we do have the key to love and fear right here in our very hands. So let us all unlock this love that has been trapped in our hearts for so long. It's right here at our command. Let us all get together and begin loving one another right now.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. And the one that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love.
together, try to love one another right now. Song I sing, you will understand. Listen, you hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, it's there at your command.
Unity is a powerful thing. There's so much we can all do on this sacred planet when we put our hearts and our minds together and utilizing the power in our voices for a common cause. We are all from this one world, so let us all work together as a union of one people to do all the wonderful and powerful things that one people can do when we live in unison.
It's drastic time for sure. We need an antidote and a cure. Cause do you really think Muhammad got a problem with Jehovah? We don't want war. Imagine if every prophet was alive. And current days amongst you and I. You think they would view life like you and I do? Or would they sit and contemplate on why do we live this way? Act and behave this way. We still living primitive today. Cause the peace of the destination in war can't be the way. There's no way. So people just be a woman, be a man. Realize that you can change the world by changing yourself. And understand that we all just the same. So when I count to three, let's change.
Time for grand philosophy. I barely keep my head above the tide. I got this mortgage, got three kids in school. What you're saying is the truth, but really troubles me inside. I'd change the world if I could change my mind. If I could live beyond my fears. Exchanging unity for all my insecurity. Exchanging laughter for my tears.
Call built up position in the midst of all these negative conditions. Divided by beliefs, differences in religion. Why do we keep missing the point on our mission? Why are we killing each other? What's the reason? God made us all equal in his vision. I wish that I could make music as a religion. Then we could harmonize together in this mission. Listen, I know it's really hard to make changes, but two of us can help and rearrange this. Cause utilize our power and our voices. Together we will unite and make the right choice and fight for education. Save the next generation. Come together as one. I don't understand why it's never been done. So let's change on a count of one.
It takes one, just one. And then one falls, the other one. And then the other falls, another one. Next thing you know, you got a billion. People doing some wonderful things. People doing some powerful things. Let's change and do some powerful things. Unity could be a wonderful thing.
Here on this plane for such a short amount of time. Let us not allow it to go to waste with the childish crimes of so much fussing and fighting. If we don't work it out soon, there'll be a very good chance that before too long we will all fall apart. Don't run the risk of finding out that love could soon be gone. How long can we go on ignoring those who have been trying to show us solutions for so long? If your way isn't working out, then let us listen to those who offer their way.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out and get it straight, or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
Let the riches of our mountain come from the inner treasures of who we really are inside. A community that embraces one another as genuine mountain family. Let us be an example of peace on earth to everyone throughout all the valleys below. May our inherent value of love serve as a beacon of light to all people everywhere. Let us be soldiers of conscience, willing to defeat all injustice, having nothing to hide, and everything in our hearts to freely share with those who would even try to kill us for it. With justice in our hearts, we become the tin soldiers of righteousness that ascend beyond all the greed and ride away towards the even higher mountains of heaven in the end.
For the very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpet blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away. Sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure, tons of gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried. Treasure on the mountain, dark and red. Turn the stone and looked beneath it. Peace on earth was all it said. Go ahead, hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You've been justified in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment day on the blood. Wanting soldier rides away. Go ahead and hurt your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. Wanting soldier rides away.
Thank you all once again for listening to Voices of Illumination with me, Manuel Alvidrez. Feel free to visit us and all our friendly network of services we provide throughout our Fraser Mountain communities. Come and experience all that we have to offer while you visit through the many small but intimate towns of Gorman, Lebec, Los Padres Estates, downtown Fraser Park, Lake of the Woods, Lockwood Valley, Pinyon Pines, Cuddy Valley, and Pine Mountain Club. We are all here ready to serve you by way of restaurants, arts and crafts, multi-seasonal recreation, and so much more. I hope you're all enjoying this show of Voices of Illumination. If you have a favorite song with a meaningful message you'd like to hear and share on this program, drop me a line at manuelalvidrez@earthlink.net, and I'll do my best to include it into my next program. And now let us return to Voices of Illumination with your host, Manuel Alvidrez. The light now shine on the words of our next song, on the painful subject of so many faces in despair, with tears of sadness for our world. May we all do what we can to keep our precious Mother Earth from burning so fast, unless we are all that easily willing to lose it, here in our own time. Let us all have as much time of forever to make it last as long as we can and never lose it for everyone's all time.
Oh, palmitas, oh, palmitas.
May we always allow ourselves to dream of the sweet things in life, the lasting dreams born inside us from our past, as well as the dreams we even write letters about with solutions to the future. Let these dreams be the sweetness for all our love relations, as well as the makeup to all our conversations, to make us laugh and smile and love again and again.
Sweet dreams provide the past. Sweet dreams.
May we never be too discouraged or too afraid about the times we live in. There is always something we can do and must do in the face of all the turmoil we encounter. It is up to each of us to make rights out of all the wrongs that present themselves before us. Let us be conscientious warriors for justice and for peace, defenders of all that is righteous and good. It is up to all who know the difference between right and wrong to fight with the answer in your heart. Don't be afraid of being honest with yourself. Take a look inside your heart every moment of every day.
We'll be right back.
There is a silent monster on the loose within so many people that do nothing but just sit there watching. Those among us that are either not interested in making a difference for the betterment of humanity or are just too afraid to take a stand for the things that can and may affect us all collectively. The monster within those that are comfortably numb, complacently lukewarm, or simply content just sitting on the fence on so many important issues, allowing the inner spiritual keeper of righteousness to remain asleep, which then of course allows a perfectly open gateway for the terrifying monstrous ego to possess the throne of the soul that is naturally meant to belong to the awakened spirit. The inner spirit that in its awakened state has the courage and the will to fearlessly stand up for all that which is right and just and good for all concerned at every possible opportunity. Let us not be quiet on the things that matter to us all. Let us always be willing to say and do all that it takes to stop this self-consuming monster of selfishness and corruption from spreading its suicidal mission throughout the careless and lazy-minded people of America and the whole world.
Spirit. sits there watching. The whole world.
thank you all once again, dear friends, for listening to Voices of Illumination. My deepest heartfelt gratitude goes towards the prophetic words of John Anderson of Yes, the Beatles, Black Eyed Peas, Cat Stevens, Dennis Lambert, Steppenwolf, Triumph, and the Youngbloods. Also, special thanks to the beautiful indigenous music of Duchisela, Incuyo, and Los Incas. I've been your host, Manuel Alvidrez, the Chihuahua Chiricahua of the Apache, Tarahumara, and Huichol nations. If you would like to support my offerings and receive my next CD of Voices of Illumination, with more new wisdom from all of our profound prophets of yesterday and today, please write me at manuelalvidrez@earthlink.net. Spelled out as you see it written on the CD cover. And you'll also receive the catalog to all my spiritual offerings, including a seasonal schedule of my solstice equinox ceremonies with sermons on the mountain, as well as the list of my much deeper lessons from my indigenous ministry of Ishashilan, offered by telephone and in person. You can also be in touch through my Facebook page called Ministry of Ishashilan. Ishashilan is spelled I-X-A-C-H-I-L-A-N. Or you can even call me direct at 661-245-LIFE. Thank you all so much for listening to Voices of Illumination. I wish you all a wonderful week of good thoughts and good feelings to share and spread among all our community and beyond. You all have good nights and good days until next time. The one sacred creator is among us. Aho Metakuyasen.